Welcome back. So our topic today is a very interesting one. One of my favorite books of the Bible is the book of Exodus. Because in it, I saw the mighty acts of God. You know, the parting of the Red Sea, the contention with Pharaoh, and all miracles, signs, and wonders that God did. God manifested himself raw in that book. It's a very interesting book. And in that book, I learned so much about this Lord God Almighty. And today, as inspired by the Holy Ghost, we have an interesting topic that says, the exodus. It will richly bless you. So I admonish you, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast, because your spiritual life will take a very serious plus today. God bless you. Okay, on our previous episode, sir, you are the host, but today you are back on the hot seat. You are taking the place of a pastor. And
no, since all of you are all pastors now, we are all hosts, because and when you finish asking me, then I will ask you your own. So get ready too.
This is a very interesting and timely topic, don't you think so, sir?
Yes.
Okay. The Exodus. Well, some people might not understand why we say it's timely and interesting until maybe by God's grace we are able to go through all the questions we have for you and be able to enlighten us the more. Okay, but firstly, sir, especially for the sake of having a proper definition, knowledge, what would you define as an exodus
in the context of the scripture, and more importantly in the context of the mystery of God, the mystery of salvation, the divine agenda? The Exodus is the movement of God's people from bondage to freedom.
The movement of God's people from bondage to freedom.
It is Exodus.
As simple as that.
That is in the context of not grammar, not dictionary, yes, not English dictionary. In the context of God's agenda.
As it applies to us as Christians.
And to take us to the story of Israel, when they were in captivity, fulfilling what God had told Abraham. They had spent 400 years, and if we go to chapter 3, maybe we read from verse 7.
Chapter 3 from verse 7.
Yes.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the
Egyptians. Who was he talking to?
To Moses.
Yes.
And to bring them up out of that land.
He's bringing them up out of that land.
Onto a good land. And a large. Onto a land flowing with milk and honey. Onto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Evites and the Jebusites.
That's where they were before. Yes.
Now,
the occupants of the land.
Right. Behold, the cry of the children of Israel is common to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them.
Again, verse 9.
Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is common to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them.
That's right.
Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
You see now, that is the Exodus. And if you go to chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
And verse we read it from 19:20 up to 23.
And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought their life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But we add in his heart that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn.
Now if you go to chapter 9 and verse 1.
Exodus 9:1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me.
So that is the Exodus. Let my people
go.
Go. And we saw how he let the people go. I think I've answered your question. Let me not go.
Yes, sir.
But to Christians, so we believers in our present day, how does this apply to us, the Exodus?
Now, the Exodus here, remember that Israel Israel was a type, a foretaste, a type of what was, you know, generally coming upon God's children in the whole world, both Jews and Gentiles. When Adam and Eve, when Adam sinned, the whole Adamic race, they were condemned into the bondage that we are in today. And the process of returning, because we were driven out of the Eden of God.
God's presence. Hallelujah.
The Eden of God.
Amen.
And for the past more than 6,000 years, God has been separated from man. Now, and we've been under that bondage of, you know, fear to our taskmaster, witches and wizards and satanic, demonic influences. The process whereby God himself is going to pull us out of the bondage is what is likened to what you see the children of Israel in Egypt also being brought out to their promised land. You know, that had been taken over by the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the, all the others. So this world, this is not how it's supposed to be. The satanic kingdom has taken over. Until Satan boasted, you know, that this land belongs to him. And that the world belonged to him. The kingdom of this world belonged to him. He could give it to whosoever he wishes. Yeah. We have been under that bondage, and God himself, by his mercy, he sent Moses to bring out the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so you see it in the same way, generally now the whole world, we see in Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses gave that prophecy. Verse 18.
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die.
Now, the prophecy in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 18 is what the apostle quoted in Acts chapter 7, verse 37.
This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear.
Verse 38.
This is he that was in the church in the wilderness, with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us.
Now if you get what is happening, you know, the exodus of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt to their promised land, led by Moses, was a type of God sending Jesus Christ, a type of Moses, prophesied by Moses. This time, it will not just be only Israel, but this time now, all God's children that are on earth here, through Jesus, in the order of Moses, bringing God's people out of this world.
Bondage of sin.
Bringing us out of this worldly system and everything, and returning us back to the Eden of God again. Amen. That is the type we see in Exodus.
So, sir, in fact, from the picture you are pointing out to me, the original Exodus, the real one, is even this spiritual one, if I may say.
That is it. It is going on now.
An Exodus.
And that's why this
now.
Topic today is very, very important.
My Lord and God.
You know, we are talking about rapture.
Yes, sir.
Rapture. Rapture is Exodus.
Rapture is Exodus.
We are talking about redemption. What is redemption? Redemption is Exodus. To redeem is to, Exodus is exit. You are exiting bondage to freedom.
Hallelujah.
And that is only done through Christ. He said, come to me.
Yes, sir.
All ye that labor are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest from bondage. That is the exodus that is going on now. A lot of people don't understand when we say rapture. I pray that God will cause us to say something today.
Amen.
Depending on what you ask me.
So you're already saying something.
So that somebody will really understand why this world is not our home. And I pray that pastor in Port Harcourt will also hear it. And any other pastor that man confused you, better realign your thinking. That this world is not our home. This world is not our home.
That's so, right.
And God is going to cleanse this place and then bring us back.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sir, let me re-emphasize what you're saying. You're saying there is an exodus going on already now.
Now, in fact, it's like, are you not part of it? You are still in Egypt. Gabriel, you are still in Egypt.
Okay. Sir, this will make us... This will make me to want to ask this question.
You know, so you sing with us. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
Sir, we need to properly dissect this topic because who would have thought, how many exoduses can you point out in the scripture? So that we can know and really be sure.
There are all types.
Okay.
You know, there is all type. It is all about type.
All right, sir.
You know, well, scripturally, let's leave it, scripturally,
okay,
we have three exodus.
Okay.
The first exodus is leaving Egypt to the promised land. Remember, it is always coming out of a bondage. The law was given to them, and the law got them again into bondage. It necessitated Christ to come in the order of Moses to pull the people out of the law to grace. That is Exodus number 2. Then grace was denominated.
One, leaving Egypt to the promised land.
Yes.
Two, pulling the people out of the law,
To grace. Then grace was denominated. Therefore, it necessitated
the third
exodus. And that is a response to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbeliever. And by the time you get to verse 18, he said, come out of her, my people. Come out of her and be ye separate.
Okay. Sir, let me properly digest this. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll keep understanding more about these exodus. We'll be right back.
Amen.